This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks between Indian and Chinese army commanders to disengage troops from key friction areas along their border have ended in a stalemate and failed to ease a 17-month standoff that has sometimes led to deadly clashes. The continuing standoff means the two nations will keep troops in the forward areas for a second consecutive winter in dangerously freezing temperatures. India's defense ministry in a statement said that it gave constructive suggestions, but the Chinese side was not agreeable and could not provide any forward-looking proposals. A statement from a Chinese military spokesperson said the Indian side sticks to unreasonable and unrealistic demands, adding difficulties to the negotiations. A Navy nuclear engineer with access to military secrets has been charged with trying to pass information about the design of American nuclear-powered submarines to someone he thought was a representative of a foreign government, but who turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. That's according to the U.S. Justice Department Sunday. In a criminal complaint detailing espionage-related charges against Jonathan Tovey, the government said he sold information for nearly the past year to a contact he believed represented a foreign power. That country was not named in the documents. The 42-year-old Tovey was arrested in the state of West Virginia Saturday, along with his wife, Diana Tovey, who's 45, after he had placed a removable memory card at a prearranged dead drop in the state. That's, again, according to the State Department, the Justice Department. It was not immediately clear whether both had an attorney there from Annapolis, Maryland. This is VOA News. The Taliban say Washington has agreed to provide humanitarian aid to a desperately poor Afghanistan on the brink of an economic disaster, while refusing to give political recognition to the country's new rulers. The statement from the Taliban came on Sunday at the end of the first direct talks between the former foes since the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops at the end of August. The U.S. statement was less definitive, saying only that the two sides discussed the United States' provision of robust humanitarian assistance directly to the Afghan people. Voter turnout on Iraq's elections was 41%, according to preliminary results announced Monday. It's a record low in the post-Saddam Hussein era, signaling widespread distrust in the vote for a new parliament. The weekend's election was held months ahead of schedule as a concession to a youth-led popular uprising against corruption and mismanagement. But the vote was marred by widespread apathy and a boycott by many of the same young activists who thronged the streets of Baghdad and Iraq's southern provinces in late 2019, calling for change and new elections. The Independent High Electoral Commission on Monday and said preliminary results show turnout from Sunday's election was 41%. That's down from 44% in the 2018 elections, which was an all-time low. Taiwan is saying that it will keep bolstering its defenses to ensure no one can force the island to accept the path China has laid down that offers neither freedom nor democracy. That's according to the president, Tsai Ing-wen, on Sunday in a strong rebuttal to Beijing. Claimed by China as its own territory, Taiwan has come under growing military and political pressure to accept Beijing's rule, including repeated Chinese Air Force missions in Taiwan's Air Defense Identification Zone, which is to international concern. Chinese President Xi Jinping vowed on Saturday to realize peaceful reunification with Taiwan and did not directly mention the use of force. Still, he got angry, a reaction from Taipei, but said only Taiwan's people can decide its future. The president repeated to offer to talk to China on the basis of parity, though there was no immediate response from Beijing to her speech. Beijing has refused to deal with her directly, calling her a separatist who refuses to acknowledge Taiwan as part of one China and does not recognize Taiwan's government. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.